There's no doubt that dolphins are intelligent and creative. But do they feel emotions like grief or joy? Can they make friends with one of us? In the British West Indies, a wild bottlenose dolphin named Jojo has developed a highly unusual bond of friendship with a man. Jojo doesn't belong to a dolphin family or social group. He's one of the very few dolphins in the world who seeks out human contact, especially his pal, a naturalist called Dean Bunnell. Years ago, when tourists swam into Jojo's feeding ground and tried to touch and harass him, he would bite their hands in self-defense. A resort owner tried to get him put into captivity, but Dean Bunnell intervened and was appointed Jojo's official warden. We all have an amazing ability to learn new things. Work can be a challenge, but learning new skills can help you get on at work, start your own business, or get you back into work. And as your skills improve, you could see your earnings flourish as well. Did you know that with better qualifications, you could earn between £2,000 and £3,000 more a year? So don't let anything stop you. Get in touch with your local college or learning provider to find out what course or training you could do. Our future is in our hands. Memory is the glue that binds our mental lives. Without it, we'd be prisoners of the present, unable to use the lessons of the past to change our future. From our first kiss to where we put our keys, memory represents who we are and how we learn and navigate the world. But how does it work? Neuroscientists using cutting-edge techniques are exploring the precise molecular mechanisms of memory. By studying a range of individuals, from an 11-year-old whiz kid who remembers every detail of his life, to a woman who had memories implanted, scientists have uncovered a provocative idea. For much of human history, memory has been seen as a tape recorder that faithfully registers information and replays intact. But now, researchers are discovering that memory is far more malleable, always being written and rewritten, not just by us, but by others. We are discovering the precise mechanisms that can explain and even control our memories. The question is, are we ready?